Join us as we raise a glass
and our fork
on the search for WA's favourite local.
Thanks to Albie Lager,
made with 100% West Australian barley.
Oh yeah, and this week, Perth Live producer Liz Sheehan very kindly took along Perth Live producer Sophie Hawkins and me on this review. Chris Clifurnas missed out on this one. Disappointing for Chris. Maybe he'll be invited next time. But we went to the city to the W. Churchill Bar. Liz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
I loved it.
So did I.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like, I mean, it started as a pop-up bar and now it's a permanent fixture at the trustee buildings there. And I think it's like they've just picked up a suburban pub and plonked it down in the CBD.
So it's got a lot of history, though. It's quite dark and obviously it plays on Churchill, and that's the inspiration for this bar, I'm assuming, Liz. I didn't really do much more than enjoy the steak sanger.
Yeah, no, look, the way I really love that the staff are dressed in bow ties and crisp white shirts. It kind of feels like the sort of place that important decisions
well
are
said.
Made.
And I noticed a few people had braces on, so maybe that was some inspiration from Huey, from Ian Hewitson. But the menu, it is very pubby. It's dare I say, Liz, and I'm not trying to offend the bar, but it's quite simple, but it's really effective.
Yeah, look, Friday lunchtime, they do serve a pared-back menu, and I think that's kind of smart because by 12:30, that place was
packed
and heaving. And what I really liked about it was the pricing was quite friendly. Everything was sort of $20 to $30, which I thought for the middle of the city at Brookfield Place, I don't know where you'd
get. Great surroundings, good pub, good vibe, good atmosphere, tick, 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 tick.
Correct. So, Ollie, you had the steak sandwich. You want
loved
to tell
it.
Us about you loved it. Yeah, you're a bit of a steak sandwich aficionado.
Well, I'd give it 10 out of 10, the steak sandwich, if I was able to judge it. And, in fact, the AHA should head down there for the steak sandwich competition. That's how good it is. What would you describe it as? That bread was probably Turkish bread in the end.
Yeah, Turkish bread. And I love that it was a flame-grilled steak and it wasn't overcooked.
No, absolutely. And quite simple again. You had onion jam, aioli, a smoked barbecue sauce on that as well. So it was really quite easy. A bit of lettuce, bit of cheese, bit of tomato. You know, they didn't go over the top with trying to make it too fancy. Very, very delicious, in fact, Liz, for lunch, a steak sanger at the W. Churchill.
As was my crispy Shark Bay Whiting baguette. So this isn't something I would normally order, but it piqued my interest, especially because they use the local Shark Bay Whiting. And this was beautiful. The baguette was lovely and soft. Because, you know, sometimes when you get a baguette, it can just tear your mouth up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you end up with injuries. So beautiful, flaky, fresh crumb fish with shredded cos lettuce. And I really like this pickled shallots and tartare. Just really gave this nice tang. Definitely one to order if you're a bit of a seafood lover.
But maybe avoid the chicken burger because Sophie Hawkins, not a huge fan of it in the end as well. I think she said, although the chicken was well cooked, it lacked a bit of flavour, a bit of kick.
Yeah, so it was listed as a spice fried chicken burger and it did lack a bit of kick. Coleslaw was a bit ho-hum, but the brioche bun was fresh and it didn't just disintegrate during, you know, sometimes when you have a burger and the bun's just too soft and it falls apart.
Mm.
So, yeah, did all stay together, which was good. But,
service
a bit
was awesome, Liz. I thought they were really quick, they were really attentive, really enjoyed it. And did you have a good look at the drinks menu?
I did. I loved the drinks menu. And, look, tap beers are predominantly Gage Roads and they have some specialty offerings in glass. Like they have an amber ale, which is made using foraged wild yeast.
Ooh.
Which is a bit different. The wine list is pretty eclectic. Australian wines are, peppered with a few old world titles from France. And I really like that they have over 100 different types of gin on offer. Now, I'm a gin hag from way back.
Are you?
Yeah, love it. Love a good gin. And you know what? Ask the staff for their advice on how to serve the gin because it's not always best with tonic.
Now, I've got to confess, I actually went to the W. Churchill the night before we went there for lunch.
You cheated on us, basically.
I did. I'm sorry. I went there with the boys and we all had pasta and the pasta is really, really good as well.
I definitely want to go back and try their full menu. Lots of things on there, like crunchy Brussels sprouts with Vegemite and butter, just sounds absolutely delicious. Osso buco, pappardelle with duck ragu. It all just sounds beautiful and it's all really, really well priced.
And I think here, this is a venue you go with friends, with colleagues. You can go probably with your partner, but it's probably not a date venue. It's probably not a venue that you take your children either, Liz.
No, I wouldn't definitely not take my children there. I wouldn't want them to ruin my experience of drinking Mother's Ruin. Yeah, look, it's a great place and I think it's perfect for that Friday lunch. And if you're going to knock off from work and you want somewhere to go for a drink, these guys have a great happy hour from 5 to 6 every day. You can get $8 wines, $10 Negronis. So it's not just wine and beer getting cheap, but also Negronis, which is a very popular drink at
the
moment.
All right, if your local pub's got a good happy hour, spruik it right now on the radio, 92211882. And Liz, before you go, what did you decide to give the W Churchill in your score in WA's favourite local?
This pub is our second highest and we're giving it 18 out of 20.
Beautiful W Churchill. You'll find it at 125 St George's Terrace, Perth in Brookfield Place. You can read the review online at 6pr.com.au.